mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now into hour number two of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. Greg Palast of the BBC and London Guardian will be joining us to talk about something we've been overlooking, Karl Rove and the Valerie Plame CIA sellout situation, and why is this guy even still in government? And he'll also comment on the London bombings. And then coming up, John Rappaport, talk about EU banned sale of vitamins, London Evening Standard, and how that's going to affect us through, it's in the subsection of CAFTA that's now passed the Senate and is now in the House. We're going to take calls, and I'm going to get it first, though, into details, the latest developments on the London bombings, some major new developments there. The websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. Let's go ahead and go to Jenna in California. Jenna, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how are you today?
Good.
I'm calling regarding, are you familiar with the producer from the New York radio station that put out a song mocking the tsunami victims?
Yes, I heard about that.
Okay, his name was Rick Delgado, and he's been fired twice. He's also the same person that was in trouble. He aired a couple having sex in St. Patrick's Cathedral. The same person?
Just sounds like an idiot. Yeah, I've heard of the person.
Okay, well, he's been fired twice, and you'd think his job in radio would be over, but apparently he's come to the Bay Area, San Francisco, and he is now working in radio again for a radio station, Wild 94.9. And I'm really concerned that he is going to do what he always does, be an idiot and cause trouble in my hometown.
Well, I got to be honest with you, Jen.
Okay. Yeah.
They're putting cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're carrying out terror attacks and blaming it on their enemies. They are genetically engineering the entire biosphere and causing major breakdowns in the fabric of the food chain. Our entire civilization and species is in jeopardy. And, I mean, this guy sounds like one more pimple on the rotten back of the New World Order, the gibbering creature making fun of dead tsunami victims. I mean, I personally really don't care. I mean, this is what cockroaches do for publicity stunts. There are 1,000 cockroaches in the media that attack me on a daily basis thinking they'll get publicity out of it. I never respond. So I don't like to give this cockroach any attention, frankly. You're giving him what he wants right now.
Okay, so you think I should just drop it and just...
Well, no. I mean, when you talk about him and when you give it attention, it gives him what he wants. See,
okay.
So you think you're hurting him, but by attacking him, you only give him, sometimes you got to. And Paul Harvey says black slavery was good, smallpox blankets killing Native Americans is good, let's nuke the Middle East. I mean, that is so diabolical and sick, it's got to be talked about. Plus, he's such an icon, we're not helping him or hurting him. You know, we're just showing people the atmosphere. But some little rat creature, rat creatures just don't even deserve a mention.
Okay, it just makes me so upset that what he's done, and now...
Yeah, but they're about to pass the Codex Alimentarius to start taking your vitamins in the next 2 years if they do this, and the border's wide open, dear.
Okay, Alex, I think I know what to do now. You made a lot of sense, and I...
Look,
just
support,
really need...
look, are there shows on that station you support?
No, you're obviously
listening to it.
No, I'm not. Actually, I stopped listening.
Okay, well, what you need
to
do is you need to find shows you support.
Okay.
And you need to... support them tell people about the show. You need to just ignore the excrement and sweep it out of the way. Don't focus on the dog do and focus on the pearls. Get involved in what matters. I've heard of that person. Sounds like a real scumbag. I mean, just some cynical junior Hyman mentality person.
I just want him off the air. I don't want anyone else to have to get subjected to the...
Well, I think he should be on the air. It's his free speech. Let the scumbag be on the air. Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Greg Palast, BBC Newsnight reporter, coming on to talk about the latest Karl Rove developments, as well as what's happening with the London bombings. We've got John Rappaport coming on to talk about this headline, London Evening Standard, EU bans sale of vitamins. Hey, can't say it any simpler than that. I thought that was an urban legend. The government said, of course, they're paying tens of millions of dollars. I'll never forget a great frontline piece I saw. Most frontline shows that I've seen are propaganda, but this one was good. And they admitted that MTV, you know, Sumner Redstone, Viacom, all these big companies, the government, this is like 5-6 years ago before this became mainstream knowledge. That's when I coined the term propaganda placement, was from watching that show. Because it's not product placement. They were calling it that, but saying the government was product placing its agenda. Well, the government's agenda should be our agenda. No, it's propaganda placement. And I noticed that in the report they were admitting that the government and other private institutions were out there with fake message boards and fake news websites and trying to create an artificial grassroots buzz. And, folks, they've done that with Codex Alimentarius. They're always out there. Oh, there's not really a Codex Alimentarius. Oh, they're not really going to try to restrict and tax and ban different vitamins. Oh, there's not really a police state. Yeah, stuff's bad, but not that bad. Go back to sleep. Oh, they're not really getting rid of the borders. Oh, there's not really a group called the CFR. Oh, and it's normally again, somebody posing as the cool rock band fan out there really working for the corporation, promoting it for MTV. Or it's a FBI Quantico-trained agent, you know, running the alternative website that attacks patriots, and, you know, that is the gatekeeper watching all the patriots for you. And it's just so transparent. I don't know how this is all so transparent to me, but for other people, it's kind of a learning process for you. I mean, you always wake up to it. People always find out, you know, who's real and who's not, but it just takes time. But I guess I got to remember I've been doing this for 12 years, on air for almost 11, and I'm still learning more every day. But, you know, things are moving so fast now, we've got to accelerate the learning curve. We don't have time to, dawdle and spin our wheels. I mean, the battle has been joined. We got a chance to turn this thing around. But not if we dawdle and infight and spend our time, perseverating on issues of little or no significance. We got to stay focused on all the big things that are happening. I mean, this is important. 5-10 years ago, if the people didn't want something, the government generally wouldn't do it, or they'd try to sneak it through or implement it slowly. Now, everybody's against the open borders, almost everybody. Everybody's against CAFTA, but they just do it. Everybody's against, I mean, literally, we're talking 90-plus percent of Brits and people in the EU are against restricting vitamins, but they just do it. The American people predominantly are against gun control. In major polls, 98% of police are against gun control, but almost every police chief's for it, you know, and out there pushing it. And they're pushing gun control on you. So they really are moving right now for the whole shooting match. You know, Katie bar the door, like I said yesterday. They are at light warp speed right now. And we've got to be aware of this. I mean, our country is being dissolved. Our country is being dismantled. I mean, look at the hundreds of incentives they give illegal aliens to come here that citizens don't even get. And then they're felons when they're here, and then the federal government gives them welfare. It's all selectively enforced. But you as a citizen, don't wipe your nose. You've got a crooked toenail, you're going under the jail. We can watch this social engineering going on right in front of our faces. Can you imagine if Al Gore was in office trying to do all this, which no doubt he would be doing. I mean, same agenda as Bush, just different rhetoric. But he never would have gotten away with one-tenth, not even one-hundredth of this, because conservatives would recognize it. Can you imagine if Al Gore tried to make the attorney general, which I guess Clinton did do, anti-gun, pro-abortion, we'd call him a socialist liberal, like we did Butch Reno. Alberto does it. Man, these so-called conservatives will argue with you and tell you it does not exist, that you're a liar. Because they're in love with the illusion that they have that Bush is conservative and everything's all right and we're kicking the tails in of them Arabs. But sir, Bin Laden's CIA, shut up, commie. But sir, Republican governors everywhere are moving against guns and suing gun manufacturers. We're about to lose the gun industry right now. It's never been worse. Shut up, liar! You're a lying commie. I get those emails. Lying communist. Really, I'm actually against corporate welfare, and I'm for free market. Shut up! I love George W. He's a rock-rib conservative. All right, I'm digressing, and I got loaded phones and a bunch of guests coming up. But let me just read Paul Watson and of course, my analysis by Paul Watson and Alex Jones. London Underground exercises and the magically exploding terrorist, important questions. Since we posted our original article about the exercises being conducted on the London Underground, which targeted the exact same spots as the bombings that happened on the morning of Thursday, the 7th of July, a firestorm of interest on the subject has swept the Internet. Important questions need to be asked of both Peter Power and Visor Consultants, the agencies who were running the drill. In both the ITN-TV interview and the BBC radio interview, Peter Power makes it clear that the team of crisis managers who were overseeing the drill quickly switch from exercise planning to real-time management of the actual bombing itself. Quote, we had to suddenly switch an exercise from fictional to real, stated Power in his TV interview. The company that Visor was running the exercise for is not named by Power. If Visor switched to real-time management of the bombings, who else could the company be but London Underground or one of their affiliates? If this were a strategy session for a completely unaffiliated company, the London Underground, the meeting would have been canceled and the participants would have gone home as soon as they were aware of the fact that a real attack was taking place. Only the exercise was being conducted for the London Underground or a group responsible for part of the command structure in the aftermath of the attack would real-time crisis management of the event take place. So why does Power make mention of the company being close to a property owned by Jewish businessmen? He then makes reference to American banks, and the exercise was being coordinated on behalf of a bank. Then why was there a need for Visor consultants to actively manage the bombings after that had taken place, and what were they managing precisely? Visor Consultants is a PR firm. Were they responsible for telling the media that the bombings were in fact a simple power surge for over an hour? An explanation that was obviously ridiculous but gave the government time to manage the release of information about the attack? That's what Visor was managing, was how to handle that. Power was hired by the government before, and he has always been used to release information about terrorist incidents in London. Two previous examples of this are in the March 2001 BBC television center bombing and the September 2000 rocket attack on the MI6 building. Was Power again used by the government as a conduit for information that would support their official version of events? Today we are told that bombers were all killed in an act of carrying out the bombing, just like the Madrid bombers supposedly blew themselves up during a raid. How very convenient that all the suspected patsies should have been blown up in their own attacks, even though the last word that the attacks were not suicide bombings, but synchronized time bombings. This is pure media manipulation, sleight of hand. It's designed to distract from the revelation that exercises that precisely mirror the bombings were happening in the tube as the bombings were going off around London. It's time to trick. It is the same trick used in Madrid. First, the government tried to blame ETA, and when that wouldn't stick, it turned to the old standby of Islamic extremists. When investigators tracked the patsies to an apartment in Lings, the so-called terrorists supposedly blew themselves up in a standoff. Suspects died. Case closed, the government said. They are trying to play the same tired hand on London. The BBC is reporting that one of the bombers definitely blew himself up. Which is it? All four bombers or just one? There is an attempt to muddy the water so people will switch off and just buy whatever the government tells them, even though the government story keeps contradicting itself. The London Times reported the bombers who killed 191 people in Madrid last year also gathered at one place before separating to plant devices timed to explode simultaneously. How could the Madrid bombers have carried out an attack from the grave? Here is the report saying they blew themselves up. How could they have bombed London if they were already dead? When another city gets bombed and they get blamed again, who will point out that the same bombers have been killed twice over? The Times reported report is a blatant psyop to keep the Al-Qaeda drumbeat echoing in people's heads, even though the so-called claim of responsibility is a proven hoax. Furthermore, the New Zealand Herald reported that two Reuters employees witnessed the unconfirmed shooting by police of two apartment suicide bombers outside the HSBC Tower at Canary Wharf in London. Excuse me, not apartment, apparent suicide bombers. This took place at 10:30 a.m. The so-called suicide bombers had already blown themselves up. So let me get this straight. They blew themselves up after the Madrid bombing. They blew themselves up during the London bombing. And then they were shot by police after the London bombing. So they've been killed three times over. Does this make sense to you? Add to this that the CCT cameras on the number 30 bus were conveniently not working and that we have the makings of an information lockout. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You know, I'm not a news reader, so I'm sorry for running through that article as quickly as I could. I didn't finish the end of it. Add to this that the CCTV cameras on the number 30 bus were conveniently not working, and we have the makings of an information lockout. They can tell us whatever they want without any evidence to back it up. Why should we believe them when they've been caught lying about terrorism and creating fake terror alerts dozens of times before? And then we have links to those archives documenting how the British government has been caught carrying out bombings. They're the number one suspect. They have the motive. They've been caught doing it in the past. Just the same M.O. And then the drills on top of it. This is amazing. Let's go back to your calls. John in Arkansas. John, go ahead.
Okay, Alex, I just wanted to tell you that CAFTA, as far as the Senate goes, both of our senators here, Lincoln and Pryor, voted for it. And we just had a big Latin American leaders convention in Little Rock. 10,000 out-of-towners came in. And Clinton and Huckabee both gave speeches welcoming them and telling them that anything that we could do to help them with jobs or education, we were certainly willing to do so. And they said that as far as they're concerned, Arkansas is the new U.S. border because they've already conquered Texas.
You mean Clinton was saying this?
No, the LULAC leader said that as far as he was concerned, that Arkansas was the new U.S. border, that they had LULAC, the Latin American leaders, had already conquered Texas.
No, I know that, but I know they've said that in the past, but was this in the newspaper, or were you there?
Oh, it was in the newspaper. It was on all of our local news channels.
And were they saying, wonderful, they've conquered us, they're bragging, good.
Oh, yeah, they're setting up job fairs for them. They're setting up educational scholarships.
And they actually had the quote, because I know that Metcha and Lulac and others have said this before, and they're openly going, thank you for inviting us in. We are taking over.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
I mean, specifically, did they say that we've conquered Texas?
They certainly did.
And did locals go, wonderful?
Well, except for a group that came from Russellville that was white revolutionaries that were trying to protest, but they wouldn't allow them in hardly.
Amazing. Thanks for the call. What's the difference between the white revolutionaries and the Hispanic revolutionaries? Well, you got presidents addressing the Hispanic revolutionaries and saying how wonderful it is, and then the white revolutionaries are evil. Oh, boy, that is just incredible. And can't we all just get along? Well, no, because when you read what these groups are saying, we're taking over. Well, if you're fighting evil whitey, why is the government rolling the red carpet out to you? Do me a favor, folks. I knew about that meeting up there, but I didn't follow it. Send me your local papers that have the quotes, and I believe it. I mean, I've seen somewhere almost identical quotes before. You know, it's the last gasp of white America. Go back to Europe. And we're talking about, you know, leaders of, you know, political parties, leaders of people who become city council members and mayors say things like this. And you're just like, well, I thought we're all supposed to be friends. That's right. I'm going to say racist things and I'm going to push you around. And then that's going to be loving and good. And if you say you don't like it, you're a white supremacist. But wait a minute, you're saying everything for our race, for those outside the race, nothing. That sounds like the Aryan Nations. Well, the Aryan Nations is bad, but Mecha is good. Look at your Attorney General, Mecha, La Reconquista. I mean, it's so sick. But again, most Hispanics aren't involved in this. It's the big banks in New York want to break this country up. And so they're encouraging this. They're trying to make these racist Hispanic leaders become even bigger leaders. And it's all about driving wages down and deindustrializing this country. And it's going to be bad for everybody, including the illegals. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mark in Georgia. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, first-time caller. I just wanted to add to this. My sister was at a cocktail party in West Palm Beach, and she was, like, kind of fuming. And this lady came over and grabbed her by the elbow and said, well, don't worry about it, darling. She says, they won't get to us the full effect of bringing the illegal aliens into the Americas is to bleed down the poor. And my sister said, what do you mean by that? And they said, well, the poor blacks and the other poor Hispanics that are already here, they'll just, like, marry into them, and it's like a takeover, if you can imagine. And
oh, no, and of course, this was a white lady saying this.
Well, she's pretty rich. She's
of course. Oh, no, it's all their plan. Listen, I've heard it, too. Stay there. I'll let you finish up. I've heard it, too.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yes, there is a choice, a real alternative when it comes to news and information. The GCN Radio Network has become a world leader for those who want to know the truth. Visit GCNLive.com today and discover the amazing benefit of becoming a subscriber to the GCNLive.com Radio Club. By becoming a monthly subscriber, you gain access to higher quality audio streams of all of the compelling GCN broadcast. A full archive of the shows are posted on a daily basis within 3 hours, so you can listen to what you want, when you want, fast forward, rewind, pause, and at the same time, you are supporting a beacon of free speech. Visit GCNLive.com and become a member. It's so easy. There's a choice. There is an alternative, and it's called GCNLive.com. Visit GCNLive.com today. You can also get the entire month of your favorite show on MP3 CD that plays on computers and most CD and DVD players for only $19.95. Go to GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, here's the headline. EU bans sale of vitamins, London Evening Standard. We've got John Rappaport, a health reporter and researcher, coming on in the third hour. And we have another guest in the middle of the next hour coming on to talk about that as well. One of the local consumer groups here in the U.S. that's fighting against this. CAFTA has regulatory language to merge with the EU rules on this, and that's in the subsections. But the neocons and others that are controlled by Big Pharma don't want you to know that. So that's coming up. The next 25 minutes or so, we're going to be honored to be joined by, he writes for a bunch of big magazines and newspapers like the London Guardian, Observer, BBC Newsnight reporter, best-selling author, Greg Powell, to talk about the London bombing and the latest developments with Carl Rove, Lord Rove, and others. But real fast, Mark in Georgia, you were saying that your sister was at this big elitist cocktail party, and this old rich white lady is going, the illegal aliens are part of the plan to get control of the population and drive down the wages. Sir, the big corporate white papers on this say this. I mean, it is about driving down the wages, destroying the middle class. So go ahead and finish your comment.
Well, I'm a special ops soldier, and I just want to say how courageous you are, first-time listener. And I was wondering, is there a real good station number to listen to get you? Because I barely get you.
How are you listening to me?
Well, I was trying shortwave, and that's not doing too well.
It's real bad because of the sunspots. I think this show has like one affiliate in Georgia, and that
right.
Should be listed on the web at GCNLive.com. I know some of our other shows have more affiliates in Georgia. You can also listen over the internet. But finish up what you were saying about your, I mean, real fast about what your sister heard at this cocktail party.
That it would be destroying all the bloodlines of the poor, because they'd be coming over here and they'd like, you know, and I see it in the town that I live in, the mountain town I live. There's Nicaraguan Indians and Mexican Indians hiding up here, and the first thing they do is they go after the white women, and they get them pregnant. And they're poor Appalachian white people.
And well, I appreciate your call, but
right there destroying it.
I appreciate your call, but let me just say this. To me, it isn't a racial issue. Whether it's black communities that are being decimated by illegal immigration, or whether it's the existing Hispanic communities, or whether it is poor white Appalachian communities, you're right about that in this respect. We've read the statistics, the numbers on this. These communities, you know, these kin communities that are hundreds of years old, are on subsistence level and are barely surviving, okay? And then when you do bring in people that will work for even less, these societies are falling apart. So it's hurting everybody. All right, I appreciate Greg Pallas holding during the last 2 minutes of that. And Greg, gregpallas.com, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Glad to be with you again, Alex.
Are you in England or New York right now?
Well, I'm in the New York area. And, you know, I do report, for those who want to watch my reports for BBC Television's Newsnight, because I guess they're a bit too dangerous to put on the American airwaves, you can see them. BBC keeps them on their computers, and you can see them through my website at gregpallas.com. That's GREGPALAST.com. So, you know, and I've lived in London, and I obviously report for the London outlet. So.
Before we go any further into Karl Rove and the London bombings, tell us about your new video and your book.
Oh, yeah. Well, we've got Bush Family Fortunes out there, which is a BBC Television expose on the whole Bush clan. And that included the reports that indeed our young George was gotten out of the war in Vietnam by a fix put in by his daddy. And no matter what they say about what Rather did, the evidence is solid.
Well, that was a rogue operation where you plant this info to then discredit all the other stuff.
Well, you know, and then there's and of course there's, you'll see in there the story of the 199i document, the fact that the Bush administration killed off the investigation of the Bin Laden family before September 11th. You'll see the fix of the election of 2000 and how they were going to fix it in 2004. We called it, they did it. This is the information. And you can get it on the website or, you know, at your usual video store, Bush Family Fortunes. If you've seen Fahrenheit 9-1-1, this is the hard reporting that was underneath it. And, of course...
Being dive-bombed right now?
Yeah, it sounds like... Well, you know, it's weird. We got these military planes going over the place. I'm not kidding you. Like 200 feet. I can't believe that I'm out in some beach area that they... they're waiting, you know, for Al-Qaeda here, I guess. You got to keep the fear level up, you know?
Give us in a nutshell, Greg, and I know you're a BBC reporter, so you can't stick your neck out too far, but we talked during the break. In a nutshell, what's going on with the London bombings?
Well, despite the fact that the foreign minister of Britain, Tony Blair's henchman, Jack Straw, said that this has all the hallmarks of Al-Qaeda, this is not Al-Qaeda, this is Al-Qaqa. It's, it looks like, As I said a few days ago before it became official, that it's just some local kids who got some bad, who put together a low-level explosive with unsophisticated junk that they get off the internet. And but, you know, it can cause a lot of damage. You get on a subway and you decide to blow up,
during the break we were talking, yeah. You said it's definitely more fear. What do you mean by that?
Well, what it is, it's the fear fix. In fact, if you go to my website, you'll see a story how Bush and Blair now have their Al-Qaeda fix. They're Al-Qaeda addicts. Because, look, these guys have sold us on everything from taking off our shoes at the airport, fingerprinting our kids going to school, selling us on a war in Iraq, telling us on eliminating Social Security, and let's not notice the deficit because
satellite
we're all at war.
Transponders going in the cars.
This is all for your protection because there's this mastermind, horrible secret army out there out to get us called Al-Qaeda. Now, look, you know, 50 people died in London. That's no joke. It's horrible. But Al-Qaeda, it wasn't. These guys had about as much to do with Al-Qaeda as a Beatles tribute band has to do with the Fab Four, okay?
So you're thinking they're copycats.
They're just kids who got whipped up. There's these maniac mullahs, a couple of them in Leeds and in London, who are, you know, calling for jihad against the West. And, you know, they live in nice London suburbs during the week, and then they preach jihad on the weekends. And they get a couple of young kids.
Well, Greg, let me just stop you right there, because I want to get into Rove here in a second. But we have the BBC reports where the number three guy in Al-Qaeda is at an MI6 safe house for a year. We get reports about you know, the same thing with the British going back decades funding Muslim extremism. We have all these, you know, this MI5 agent, David Shaler, going public about how they gave him a couple $100,000, Al-Qaeda, to try to kill Gaddafi. We have all this going on. Meanwhile, we have Peter Power running a drill of the exact same things being bombed at the exact same times. That is very bizarre. I mean, so I'm not even so sure that their official story of these four kids bombing the trains and the bus, I don't even believe that, Greg.
Well, but I think it could be. I mean, you do have these maniac mullahs preaching this hatred stuff, and this was not, like I say, this was not sophisticated stuff at all. What I'm concerned about is not even who did it at this point, except who didn't do it. We know it wasn't Al-Qaeda. We knew it wasn't some big, giant terrorist network out to get us. But they need to be pumping that fear factor up so they can, you know, let's put it this way. I just did a story for BBC television and spoke to the guys that were advising George Bush on what to do with Iraq's oil before we invaded. I mean, we already had the plans laid out for what to do with their oil. And I asked him, I asked one of these experts, a guy named Bob Ebel, as a matter of fact, is his name. He works at Henry Kissinger, and he said, look, and I said, what about Wolfowitz saying that the war wouldn't cost us a penny, that Iraqis would pay for it? And he said, that was just part of the sales pitch.
Well, what about
this is all part of the sales pitch.
What about PNAC saying we need a Pearl Harbor event?
Yeah, well, you know, see, these guys are our master, they're vulture opportunists. They'll take any event. Let's face it, no matter how horrible September 11th was, it was just, you know, that we haven't been hit since then. And it's not because George Bush has us taken off our shoes in the airport or because we have code
pink.
Well,
Bush says it's because we're in Iraq.
Right. And, you know, I mean, what's happening here is that they are pumping up this fear factor to sell you, to keep you distracted. State of war. You can't have a war president unless you have a war. And as Bush himself said, you know, war presidents, you know, are the people that have power and make history. And so he needs a war. Even if there's no enemy out there, you know, yeah, there's bad, evil people. There's people with bombs, and we've always had them. We had them before September 11th and since September 11th. But we don't have an international secret army that's capable of attacking us on a mass basis. It just ain't happening.
Well, I mean, even if you take that view, which I don't completely agree with, Greg, even if you take that view, they're acting like Al-Qaeda's bigger than the Soviet Union.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the whole thing. In other words, we didn't, you know, we got away from the idea that we had to remake America to fight the evil Soviet. There was a, you know, it turned out to be a paper tiger. There was nothing there. They blew away like, you know, like bad smoke. And, you know, we, again, but this time against a few maniacs, well-armed, you know, the big problem we have, which they still do not want to discuss, is the fact that the Bush administration didn't go after the Bin Laden family before September 11th because these are their oil buddies. These are their buck buddies that have been funding the Bush family operations for many years.
Well, there I agree with you, Greg, because I don't know if you know about this, but Paul Harvey came out 2 weeks ago and said black slavery was good, giving smallpox blankets to Indians was good, we need to go ahead and start nuking the Middle East and Saudi Arabia because they're terrorists. And I went, well, Paul Harvey, George Bush's James Baker, defended Saudi Arabia against the victims of 9/11.
That's right. And let's not, you know, one of the things that we found in the BBC report that I did, the television report I just did, is that, which you can see on gregpalace.com, BBC keeps them up so you can view the things that are too dangerous for U.S. TV. If what you'll see is that there was a program to maintain high oil prices. And this was, to some extent, in coordination and at the behest of Saudi Arabia. In other words, part of the idea with Iraq was not to grab Iraq's oil, but to control it. For those people who think we screwed up and, gee, we didn't get the oil, so oil prices have gone through the roof, you've got it wrong. It's moving exactly to plan. The plan was to control Iraq's oil so that it wouldn't flood the market and bring down oil prices.
Well, exactly, and this is their own documents. And for those that don't understand this, it's about creating artificial scarcity. It's like De Beers. They have a monopoly, the Oppenheimers do, of diamonds. Diamonds are actually semi-precious, but by having a monopoly worldwide, they have to control those regions so those diamonds don't get out. And so by not having the oil flow out of Iraq, which Saddam was, you know, under sanctions, he could only sell a certain amount, he was beginning to break the sanctions, ship it to Iran, ship it to Jordan, ship it to Turkey. They weren't going to put up with that. And so now the oil companies are all registering record profits, and the only other thing that has its stocks up right now are defense stocks. So the neocons get on radio and go, see, there's no oil flowing out of Iraq, and it wasn't about oil. Yes, it was about creating artificial scarcity.
That's right. It was about controlling the oil. In fact, Bush's oil advisor said to me, well, the invasion of Iraq wasn't about oil. He said, but the day after the invasion, it was all about oil. This is Bush's own guy. I mean, the thing is, what happened was is that there were complaints. Originally, the neocons had wanted oil to flow out of Iraq. And then the big boys, the James Baker Institute, Chevron Oil, and Exxon Mobil, these companies literally marched in and redrew the plans for Iraq in such a way that OPEC and the would not be busted.
Well, that's how it always is. The oil companies are using the, quote, crazies in the Pentagon as their front men. They can later discard them, but the agenda then moves forward. We've had a sacrificial lamb. Now let's move, in the few minutes we've got left here, Greg, into Karl Rove.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he's caught red-handed selling out Valerie Plame with his little minion over there, Novak. This is now public. Is he going to go down? Is he going to get in trouble?
No. No, in fact, already the machinery started with the Wall Street Journal saying he ought to get a medal. Now, wait a minute. Can you imagine if some guy in the Clinton administration or the Carter administration had given out the name of a CIA agent, which could, you know, hey, listen, in this world, you give out names of CIA agents, they could get blown away.
Well, not just an agent. She was a spy chief. She had a bunch of people under her.
Yeah, that's right. And so what happened was that, you know, this is all about putting out a hit on a truth teller, a guy named Joe Wilson, the agent's husband, who is saying this is a cockamamie story about, about Saddam and his nuclear weapons. Saddam was an evil man, but he didn't have nukes, okay? I mean, which is why we went in there. Let's remember why we supposedly went into this.
Rumsfeld says that's an urban legend. He never said that.
Yeah, right. And I've got the quotes, too. But the other thing is about Karl Rove. What I'm very concerned with is that the New York Times, Judy Miller of the New York Times, who is doing time right now, and I feel sorry for her, and she's going to spend 4 months in the pokey in the summer. Okay. Now, is she doing a great moral act of protecting a source? I'm sorry. I'm an investigative reporter. Karl Rove is not a source. I use sources. Sources are people on the inside who, at great personal risk, give you the true information to overturn the official lie.
It's a whistleblower.
Now, Karl Rove is not a whistleblower. He's a disinformation propagandist. And protecting him, he's obviously, or people around him, or people within the administration, are obviously the so-called sources. Now, Miller, by the way, did not write the story. And she gets no points from me for that. And I'll tell you why. What she should have done is run a story that said, today I got a call from Karl Rove, or one of his munchkins, who gave me the name of a CIA agent, which is a crime, simply to smear and endanger a real whistleblower. She should have reported that. That's not a source. When someone comes at you with a dirty trick like that, that is a story. It should have been reported, and the name should have been outed. There is no source here to protect. No, in fact, she's also the one. Judy Miller, the New York Times, is the one who ran the crucial story.
The aluminum tubes.
Yeah, the aluminum tubes
before...
She's definitely on an intelligence agency payroll.
Well, payroll, being on the New York Times payroll is kind of, is close to it, because this is what I call the axis of evil. To have, what they want is access.
And it poses as liberal, but it is a maven of disinfo.
Well, you know, how liberal could you be if what you're doing is you're providing the backup for this complete fantasy idea that Saddam was building a nuclear weapon? I mean, the only other person who believed he was building a nuclear weapon was Saddam, but of course he was insane and didn't know what the hell was going on.
But they found the nuclear weapon under a rose bush.
Yeah, exactly. So what's happened is that Miller is covering up not only for this so-called source who's not a source, meaning Mr. Rogue, and she's covering up, she should also have told us, who it was that gave her this complete cockamamie story about the nukes that led to her false story.
No doubt who did that either.
A source who gives you false information is not a source.
We gotta go break. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Melissa, Ruben, many other callers will be getting your calls the next little segment before John Rappaport joins us. So stay there. Going back to Greg Palast, BBC Newsnight reporter, also, of course, syndicated columnist, journalist, best-selling author, documentary maker, GregPalast.com. Greg, just in closing here, we always have better radio off-air than we have on-air. We had a great discussion in the last three-minute break, but... Kind of repeat what you were talking about during the break, folks.
Well, what I was saying is that we have Blair and Bush are wonderful vulture opportunists. You get four kids who blow up here and take a lot of people with them on the subway. They are all ready with their entire package to eliminate our civil liberties. In Britain, Blair has already announced that because of these bombings, okay, these kids or whatever, he's already moving up his entire package of counterterrorism proposals.
And they never did this. They never did this when the IRA killed even more people.
Right. And now they've got all kinds of. They're going to take away what little shreds of civil liberties are left in Britain. And none of these new rules, none of them, which allow complete surveillance, you're not allowed to have encrypted email, nothing. None of this would have saved anyone's life last week. Okay, none of it. But it takes away our liberties. And the game is to wipe out the anti-globalization movements, wipe out any type of dissent in Britain. In America, you're going to see the same thing. George Bush is already standing there grinning, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. It's not Al-Qaeda.
No,
Al-Qaeda.
He was actually smiling, going, you've got to expand the Patriot Act. See, we're in Iraq for the right reason,
yeah.
because 55 people die. And, Greg, I don't buy their official story. They've lied so many times. I mean, I agree with you. It's
That's
not Al-Qaeda because Al-Qaeda basically doesn't exist outside of some, you know, shadowy CIA-funded network. But,
well, you know, one of the problems with terrorists, and I ran in my book, by the way, The Best Democracy Money Can Buy. You'll see that also my write-up of the story we did for BBC, in which we described how the U.S., and we got no contradiction from the agencies of this, that during the war in Afghanistan, the U.S. brought over the guys who later created Al-Qaeda for training in so-called counterterrorism, which means terrorism. And what happens is when you create terrorists, they're like homing pigeons. They come home to roost. You can't teach these guys to be killers and not expect them to kill.
Oh,
and they don't always
military...
Yeah.
And then the military-industrial complex gets billions in sales every week and gets to take over our society. Oh, they're so sad they've come home to roost.
Well, I'll tell you something. Let me give you one wonderful final, Alex. One of the big winners in the war on terror is a company called Lockheed Martin, who had on its board of directors Lynn Cheney, the wife of Darth Cheney, our vice president. And Lockheed, when, you know, people talk about Halliburton, but you have to understand that under the guise of the war on terror, we are ordering 24 Virginia-class submarines. These things are like 7-foot ball fields long. And when I asked Lockheed what the heck these monster underwater starships have to do with the war on terror, they said, well, we can use it to place commando marines on beaches. And I said, With an underwater battleship, how do you even get it to the beach? And they said, don't be silly, Mr. Palace. We don't take the Virginia class up to the beach. We've reconfigured the torpedoes, and you put 9 Marines in the torpedoes, and you shoot them onto the beach. I'm not kidding. If you go to my website or get my...
I'm not a statistician or a military planner, but everybody knows you just have an old diesel sub pull up and release the boats, and they run in.
Well, you know, Well, let's put it this way. The Israelis use canoes to get their commandos ashore. And, you know, each of these beasts, these Virginia-class beasts, which are going to shoot 9 Marines onto the shore in a torpedo, cost $2.4 billion. I'd like to be in that business.
So Cheney's making money off Halliburton.
His wife.
Lockheed.
Oh, yeah.
And it's admitted he sits up there in the VP office writing out the contracts.
Good job. I'll take it.
Hey, I appreciate you coming on, Greg.
Thanks a lot, Alex.
Take care. We'll come right back. Stay with us.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.